Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Crown Talk fans, and welcome to the Crown Talk with Burgundy Pageant Radio Talk Show. Crown Talk places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Since our show is in a great demand, you can catch the Crown Talk with Burgundy show every Monday and the CTWZ Kiddo Show every other Tuesday. We will interview pageant coaches, directors, title holders, community leaders, and more to discuss how we can empower others to strive for excellence in achieving goals. Lastly, we will have tips, advice, and ways that ongoing assessment is always taking place in order to exemplify excellence for the individual self. So let's sit back, relax, and allow us to spill the pageant tea. Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallard. As you all know, Crown Talk has been blazing up the Miss America and Miss USA pageant scene with exclusive stories. We would like to congratulate Miss Tennessee 2017, Allie Fenn Heathcote, and your Miss Teen Tennessee USA 2017, Megan Sky Hollingsworth. The Greenwood Productions and Mrs. Kim Greenwood did an amazing job with the pageant, making sure each girl felt important, and altogether I could see that is truly a family affair and sisterhood. Tonight on Crown Talk with Burgundy, we have an amazing teenager with big dreams and a purpose, Miss Goldsboro Outstanding Teen Isabella Gaines. Before I jump into interviewing our special guest of the evening, I have a few announcements and some people to congratulate. First and foremost, Crown Talk with Burgundy magazine is taking ads for the holiday edition of our magazine. Deadlines for those to be turned in are October 25th, 2016. I repeat, October 25th, 2016. The requirements are it has to be 5x7. There needs to be at least a picture of the product, title holder, or logo. Contact information that can include email or phone number or either both. And you can add your social media site, which is optional. Remember that you can purchase your official Crown Talk with Burgundy apparel shirt on our Facebook page. They are $25. Do you want to be a Crown Talk with Burgundy sponsor? We are taking sponsorship applications today. You have the choice to be the following: a Platinum Crown sponsor, Diamond Crown sponsor, Gold Crown sponsor, Silver Crown sponsor, Fan Crown sponsor, or Cover Girl sponsor. We make sure we treat our sponsors with love and care. Crown Talk fans, this month is Brag Month about what our Crown Talk with Burgundy interns are doing. Therefore, we would like to congratulate some of our amazing interns that have received special awards so far during the month of October. Platinum interns are Megan Ashley Whitett, Nadia Karach, Charlie Donaldson, Isabella Miller, Jennifer Martin, Emma Cook, Maggie Leach, Madison Ross, J.C. Parker, Kelsey Norris, Daisy Hill, Marie Nicole Rosell, and Sammy Ross. Congratulations, ladies. Stay tuned for the next time when we announce our special awards of October. I would like to give a special thank you to McFormisdale University. You can get your honorary degree today. Please visit www.mcformasdale.wix.com/mcu-edu. And now, Crown Talk fans, I would like to introduce the lovable Miss Goldsboro Outstanding Teen 2016, Isabella Gaines. To learn more about Isabella, please visit our social media site. Good evening, Isabella.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We have so many questions to ask you.
I'm so excited to be on here, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. So could you tell our audience a little bit more about who you are? Who is Isabella?
Well, I'm Miss Goldsboro's Outstanding Teen. I'm a senior in high school, and I do spend most of my time at the dance studio. I dance about 6 days a week. And I'm also very passionate about mission work, and I love to be able to serve in my community when I have the opportunity to.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, our first question does come from our quintessential email. It comes from Tuskegee, Alabama. What was so significant about competing in the Miss North Carolina's Outstanding Teen Pageant?
I think one of the most significant things about competing in Miss North Carolina's Outstanding Teen is definitely the support system that the girls have during the week. The friendship and the sisterhood that the girls you're competing with become your lifetime friends, and Miss North Carolina's Outstanding Teen is like, it's unlike any other pageant system. To me, one of the most significant things about this organization is that many pageant systems don't require platforms, and so having that each girl is allowed to pick a social issue and promote that and be an advocate for that throughout their year, I think is one of the most amazing things ever, mine being the No Makeup Selfie Network, and being able to promote that and talk to people is something that I'm very passionate about, and I think that that opens opportunities for girls.
I definitely agree with you. To go back on what you were saying, part of, they are very good with having ladies that are supporting them at all times. I think it's exceptional that there's so many exceptional women out there that and teens that are in the Outstanding Teen program. And then they let you share your platform, and everyone is so enthusiastic about each platform that they're sharing, something that's going on maybe in their personal life or just maybe that they something they want to bring awareness to. So I think you're actually doing wonderful with that, and that comes to my next question. What were your thoughts about how your No Makeup Selfie Challenge pledge went viral, and how have you enhanced this platform? And before you answer this, listeners, remember, her challenge and pledge not only went viral within the pageant industry, but this impeccable challenge and pledge went viral in 6 countries and in 6 languages. So can you tell us a little bit about those and just answer those questions for us?
I honestly could have never dreamed that my response to the anonymous account from which the bully targeted me would have such an impact on others. And through my personal experience, I've been able to build a network of support and share my story in schools and churches in my community.
Well, I know that you have been doing a lot in the community as far as sharing your platform, and that you have exemplified it in every aspect. Well, we actually have a few callers on the line, so we're going to take one of our callers. Hello?
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hello? I'm good. How are you?
Yes, hi, how are you? We are doing
I'm
wonderful.
Good.
Do you have a question for Isabella?
Well, I'm not a question. I know Isabella. My name is Pete Jones. I own a business in the town she lives in Wilmington, North Carolina. And I've known Isabella for 12 years or more through her father, who's a good friend of mine. Very impressed with her. Well, we've sponsored her a couple of times, my business has, for a couple of years now. And recently, she's been on a mission trip in Nicaragua, which is very impressive for someone her age. And also what she mentioned about the Makeup Selfie Network that she did, that someone her age to have that much impact on kids her age that have some problems with self-esteem and that type of thing is just amazing what she's done. And in the local community, she's been a former Miss Azalea Festival Youth Committee officer. And she's very active in not only the community, but in her school, as well as with local businesses.
Well, I know she is definitely making you proud and making her community and county proud. And I can definitely tell from the way that you've talked about her and all her accolades, and I can acknowledge what you're saying. She's very passionate, and she is a great role model.
She is. And we support her in her goals to carry on the mission of serving the community as well as, you know, the active goals of that she's doing, and someday hopefully she'll become Miss North Carolina.
I can definitely see that in her future. I definitely can see her becoming our Miss North Carolina Outstanding Teen or Miss North Carolina.
Thank you so much
for
those kind words, Mr. Pete.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you, Mr. Pete, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Well, we still have some more questions coming from Macon, Georgia, Isabella. They've asked, what message do you have for those that are in need of a confidence boost?
Well, I know whenever I'm lacking confidence or whenever I'm feeling down, I really do try to remember two of my favorite Bible verses, which is 1 Samuel 16:7, which is, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And Psalm 139, which is, I am fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image. And I would tell them just to remember that knowing you are who God made you to be, and remember that that is good enough and that you don't need validation from anyone else.
Amen to that. You never can go wrong with living by the word of the Lord. And I'm so glad that you brought that in, because sometimes you have certain people say, you can't use the God card, but if you don't, I mean, you wouldn't be here in the situation you're in if it wasn't for him. He has a purpose for you on earth, and his purpose for you, you can definitely tell that you're using it and you're showing it through the word of him. So thanks for sharing that with us. I would like to pause for a minute and give a spectacular thank you to Miles of Style Hair and Makeup. Thank you again for your spectacular hair and makeup for our CoverGirls and Spokesmodels photo shoot. We are still live with Isabella Gaines, your 2016 Miss Goldsboro Outstanding Teen Crown Talk listeners. So remember to call into the show at 917-889-8863 and keep sending in those emails. Well, Isabella, we're going to kind of go off of the topic of your platform, but this one kind of can tie in there with your platform. What is your stance on parents and contestants that act bratty at pageants?
Okay, I kind of feel like it's a lack of maturity and understanding for the true reason that they're there. And I feel like both the parents and the child should have a servant's heart and understand that they're setting a role for their daughters and remembering why they're there. And the 4 points of the crown, I think, is a great reminder for the Miss America to remember what the Miss America organization is all about, which is style, success, scholarship, and service. And really just remembering that while they're there and making sure that they're setting the right roles for their daughters and that the daughters have the right mindset of being in the pageant.
Well, you couldn't have said it any better. You took the words right out of my mouth. And I do think that it's all about being a role model. So, parents, your daughters, or if you have sons that are doing the pageant, make sure that you're acting the right way and how you want them to act. So if you're acting bratty or not acting correctly and appropriate at a pageant, they're going to see you do that and they're going to think it's fine, and it's not all right. Everybody has their own special day when they're going to win that title.
Yeah.
Well, our next question comes from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. What is your dream college, and do you plan to become a dance teacher in the future?
My dream college is the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. I do plan to major in psychology and minor in dance. I want to pursue my dream of being a child psychologist specializing in anxiety, because I actually have grown up with having post-traumatic stress disorder. I went through a tornado in the sixth grade, and it caused me to have that. And dealing with that, I was in counseling for many years, and I didn't really understand why I went through it, but now I do. And I feel like once you've gone through something, that can help you help others. And so that's what I want to use that experience for, to help children and help them overcome their anxiety disorders, just like people helped me overcome mine.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing that on the show with us. That was very deep, and I'm so glad you were able to share that. And, you know, that's another platform that she has that she is sharing and bringing awareness to, and we would have never known that if you wouldn't have told us. So thank you for sharing that with us, and I can tell you're very passionate about it, and you want to bring awareness to it just because you've lived through that. Our next question comes from Beverly Hills, California. They said, wow, you are very pretty. What is your ambition in life and why?
I do want to be a child psychologist, like I just said, and I also do want to pursue dance in my career. I can't live without it, but I'm not sure exactly what I do and want to do with my dance career yet, but it's such a big part of my life, I can't live without it. So I definitely want to have that somewhere in my future plans with being a child psychologist.
Oh, thank you for sharing that as well. I can tell that you really love to dance.
Yes, I do.
Well, we're going to take another sponsorship break and thank Blog Talk Radio, radio picked just for you. Thank you for your impeccable radio show and sponsoring us. So, what is your next plan of action after the crown? After you give up your title, what are your plans?
Well, I plan to start preparing for the Miss level, and I do want to achieve my dream of becoming Miss North Carolina and being able to represent my home state on the Miss America stage, because that's always been a dream of mine since I was a little girl. So after I give up my title next month, I'm definitely going to start preparing for that.
And how long have you done pageants for?
I've been in pageants since I was in the third grade, and I'm a senior in high school right now.
Oh, that's fun. I can tell that you love doing them. Why do you feel that you do pageants? Is it just to share your platform? Does it feel like it gives you a voice, or do you just like doing them for self-esteem? Why do you like doing pageants?
Well, when I was younger and I started out in them, I remember I was really shy and I couldn't even introduce myself in front of the audience. But I really feel like this system gives me a safe place where I can be myself, and it's helped me so much with the support of the sisterhood that I've had, giving me a voice and pushing me to achieve things and reminding me that I'm a part of something bigger than yourself. It gives you a broader understanding of what success is too, I believe. Like, it's not just about what you can, it like gives you a mindset for what you can achieve in life, and it's helped me understand who I am better and giving me a voice for things like this and knowing what I want to do with my future. And it's really just empowered me and given me an outlet to go to.
You are definitely exemplifying excellence in the success that you're having. You're living your dream and your voice is being heard. I can tell that you're going to be our next Miss North Carolina outfit and team, or you may be both Miss North Carolina as well, and so we'll be seeing you on the Miss America stage one day. I already know it's already in the cards.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I would like to give another sponsorship break and thank Rising Athlete USA. Maximize and reach your potential. Thank you so much, Isabella, for participating on the show, and good luck with the rest of your reign. I really enjoyed having you on the show tonight and sharing your point of view about pageantry and your platform and so forth. So, in addition, everyone, Miss Isabella and I
challenge you to take the No Makeup Selfie pledge.
And remember, that is posted on all of our social media sites. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful night.
You too.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can visit our social media sites to learn more about Isabella Noel Game. A special thank you to our Platinum Team intern, Madison Ross, for setting up this wonderful interview with Isabella. Without her support and all her hard work, it would have not been possible. So thank you again, Madison. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. We hope our listeners and fans can join Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show Kiddos Edition this upcoming Tuesday at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all of the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. And remember, it's a lot that's about to happen and coming up big. Please visit Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy, radio talk show and magazine, my personal Facebook page, Burgundy Mallory, Twitter, Crown Talk with BY, YouTube, Crown Talk with Burgundy, Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy, Snapchat, BY, Periscope, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Thank you, listeners, viewers, fans, and sponsors for always supporting the brand of Crown Talk with Burgundy. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.